Several months already has passed unnoticed with the new Garmin Edge 540. For a few months now, my faithful old Garmin Edge 530 Mondo is navigating from the handlebar of its new owner. In this review, I will describe in detail what different and new features are present in the interface of Garmin Edge 540, 840, and Edge 1040, the cool new things that are missing in the interface of Edge 530, Edge 830, and Edge 1030 Plus. This article is not another list, dry statistics, and enumeration of the news, but I will share what personally excites me the most and what new things I use daily while riding, smiley face. Climb Pro Free Climbing. A cool tool for climbs, smiley face. I wrote extensively about the news in the new Climb Pro 2 weeks ago. For those who missed the information and are interested in how to configure their Garmin Edge 840, Edge 540, and Edge 1040 for maximum benefit from riding with the new Climb Pro, you can read the article in the blog here. Climb Pro Free versus Tethered Climb Pro. What are the exact differences? Personally, I constantly use the new Climb Pro both in navigation mode and when riding without following a set route. Keep in mind that the Climb Pro interface is different in both modes. Initially, I found it strange why the interface of this Climb Pro shows information about the climb in a reduced one window of the screen, and above it, there is also a map. Where did the old familiar Climb Pro interface disappear to? Smiley face. Later on, I realized that the interface is simply different for the two types of riding. 1. If you are following a GPS route, then the Climb Pro interface is very similar to the old interface from Garmin Edge 530, but there are certainly differences here as well. For example, on the screen with the climb graph, it shows you the exact gradient percentage at the moment. This way, from the two data fields at the bottom, you can display different additional valuable information instead of one field being occupied only by the current gradient percentage. 2. If you're riding without a set GPS route for navigation, then the Climb Pro interface is completely different. At the very bottom, in one of the screen, you have the two data fields, above them, in one of the screen, the graph with the climb and information about the gradient, remaining distance to the end, etc., and in the topmost one of the screen, you have a navigation map that shows you where the path continues along the climb you're currently following. This way, you can easily orient yourself while moving on where to continue at the next intersection if you want to climb to the end of the selected climb. If you continue in a different direction at the next intersection, then the Climb Pro interface will automatically update with the data for the climb along the new path you have taken. Much faster, truly instant Bluetooth communication with Garmin Connect on the phone. From my very first contact with the new Garmin Edge 540, it impressed me how much faster the synchronization and data exchange between the new Edge 540 and Garmin Connect on my Android phone has become. Recently, in a review by the renowned blogger DC Rainmaker, there was a mention of the new, much faster and more reliable Bluetooth communication protocol in the new version of the operating system of Garmin Edge 840, Edge 540, and Edge 1040. Undoubtedly, the much faster speed is impressive, smiley face. The ability to sync and send GPS tracks while recording a ride. Everyone is familiar with the well-known and annoying fact that while you're in recording mode during a ride, you cannot send anything new, such as a newly generated route, from Garmin Connect to the recording Garmin Edge 530, Edge 830, or 1030 Plus. Up until now, to load new data onto your Garmin, you had to completely finish the recording of your ride, and only then could you sync or send new tracks from Garmin Connect. But the new thing is that in the new operating system of Garmin Edge 840, Edge 540, Edge 1040, and Edge Explore 2, this is no longer the case, smiley face. This innovation has actually been a fact since last summer when the new Garmin Edge 1040 and Edge Explore 2 were released, but somehow this important feature went completely unnoticed by the majority of users of the new Garmin Edge 1040 and Edge Explore 2. Or actually, none of the bloggers and YouTube vloggers reviewing the new bike computers paid attention to this news. And it's quite an important innovation, especially for randonneurs riding multiple day brevets. On a 3-day brevet, this particular feature and limitation in the old operating system have definitely annoyed me. Full configuration of the interface of Garmin Edge 540, Edge 840, and Edge 1040 from the phone. In the new version of the interface of Edge 840, Edge 540, Edge 1040, and Edge Explore 2, you can configure the entire interface, all settings, and attention. All data screens of your Edge 540, Edge 1040, Edge 840 through the screen of your phone with Garmin Connect. Wow, this is definitely valuable and saves a lot of time and clicking on the much smaller display of your Edge 840, Edge 540 compared to the display of your phone. Especially if, like me, you have chosen to use the most optimal new model without any extras. Garmin Edge 540. Smiley face. Navigation and setup on the Edge 540 are entirely done using the buttons on both sides and take more time compared to touchscreen bike computers. The new application for music, audiobooks, and podcasts. In most cases, I am alone on the road with my trusty Pip. Unfortunately, in the area around me, there are very, very few cyclists, so I mainly have to ride alone. In such cases, I put a small Bluetooth wireless earphone in my right ear and listen to interesting lectures, audiobooks, or the popular podcasts lately. Smiley face. A friend of mine gets quite annoyed by this habit of mine and recently said something like, "I can't understand people like you who plug their ears and ride. I prefer to ride and listen to the sounds and noises of nature around me and on the road." Well, it's not exactly like that. Smiley face. I also listen to the sounds of nature and the road with my left ear, but with an interesting book, captivating lecture, or cool rhythmic music playing in my right ear, time passes unnoticed, and parallel to riding, I learn many new valuable things. The new music app on the display of the new Edge 840, Edge 540, Edge 1040, and Edge Explore 2 is my favorite and frequently used display while riding. You can increase, decrease, and select the next or previous song from the playlist you are listening to. The new music app is a favorite, valuable application that I really use regularly. Smiley face. All randonneurs and cyclists riding long, challenging brevets have their own established methods and scenarios for dealing with the sometimes gloomy inner voice, unpleasant thoughts, and mind games. The interesting lecture, captivating audiobook, and especially the cool rhythmic music in sync with the pedaling rhythm is exactly my way of dealing with this quite serious challenge. Replying to chat messages from the Garmin screen using Telegram, Viber, Messenger. In my old faithful Garmin Edge 530 Mondo, I had a list of about 10 predefined responses in English, from which I could choose one and send it from the Garmin Edge 530 screen when receiving a message on Telegram or Viber. Sad face now, finally, you can create an entirely new list of predefined responses in any language you desire. Hooray, no more sending strange English replies to my friends and loved ones who write to me in Bulgarian, of course. Smiley face. This is truly valuable, at least for me personally, but I'm sure it's the same for many others. Bravo to the developers at Garmin. Smiley face. P.S. After my first review of the Garmin Edge 540. You can read it here. The new Garmin Edge 540 and Edge 840. Is the upgrade from 530 worth it? I sent the publication to the team at gps6.bg, the online store from which I purchased my Garmin Edge 540, and they provided me with a 6% discount code for all readers of the Downshifter blog. The 6% discount code for all Garmin products ordered by blog readers on gps6.bg is LUPO. YouTube, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=tnolbaduk, YouTube.